Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to welcome in Jen McNelly, Natural Resources Groundwater Educator with UW Extension. Looking forward to hanging out with her. And I've been looking forward to this all week. We got some of our favorite people in with us right now, the gang from Family Natural Foods. Not only do we have Katrina Hintner with us, Kat, good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
We have Affy with us.
Good morning.
Hey, Affy, it's been too long. Good to
it
see you.
It has been, yeah.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me again.
Looking forward to diving into the great list that you guys put together for us and everything. But before we do, I have to do throw something at you real
Can
quick.
Can you throw
here.
Something at us?
I got to thank you. I'm showing Katrina this great thing that a friend gave me.
Chronarome. It's a hydrosol with it's the rose hydrosol we gave him.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
had him put it on his face one time. I don't know, was this like 2 months ago maybe?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, James, just keep it. And just keep it. So tell us more about this, James.
I use it every morning. I use it every morning before it's kind of a part of my daily routine now where I come in the morning here, and oftentimes I'm so running around that I actually take care of myself a little bit here at the station.
Yeah, oh, I get it.
I pull my hair back, whatever I'm doing and everything. And
you actually look in the mirror. I get it.
Every once in a while. Not that anybody can tell I look in the mirror. But I put that on, and I throw it on, and it honestly is so refreshing. Mm-hmm. So for a long time, my first thing that I would do when I woke up was throw cold water in my face. And I still do that a little bit, but I don't do it nearly as much because, for one, as I get older, it dries my face out.
Sure.
But it also, to be honest with you guys, it doesn't work like it used to.
Doesn't wake you like it used to?
No. But that really does. It not only makes me wakes me up a little bit, but it makes me literally feel refreshed and a little bit, to be honest, like I look a little better, and some of those things.
There's a glow and like roses, and it brings in more like, I think,
a warmth.
Yeah. And okay, I'm going to say this as a positive thing, but rose naturally I think of as love, and it is good for like, it's a like a self-love, and I think we should all give more of our self-love, and we don't do that. Every single person does not do that.
Well said.
Are you letting me know that you're getting low? Is that what you're
Absolutely.
Kind of highlighting?
That's
now?
The whole reason. No. Okay. It is actually getting a little low. I'll be stopping by soon for that, because you've got a lifetime person on that one.
Well, we got a couple different kinds. So if you want lavender, it's a little more relaxing. Yep. But you might want awakening if you're doing this in the morning. So we might have some extras, James. Just keep us posted about that.
We'll be talking about that for sure.
Whoever looks at a rose and gets upset.
No.
You know, there's something joyous about it. Mm-hmm. So the giver, the receiver. The applier.
So true.
The
applier.
So before we go into what's happening, I do want to give the audience a little intro on Affy. And I feel like the whole hour could be on Affy. So I have to summarize it in a minute, everybody. I'm sorry. So Affy has been with us for about 9 years. Right?
I'm going on 10, I think.
You're going on 10.
Soon.
Yes. Yeah. And she's like so versed in everything. I feel like she's a guru of all things. But some of our favorite things that we love to direct people towards is pets. Like, she's a pet guru. She has her own pet. She's had pets in the past. And she knows a lot about just animal health. And so she's a guru on that. And she knows all sorts of different tips and tricks on like healthy blood pressure and like how to help our hearts, and like she is just versed in so many things. And the best part of her working at the store is that she's a storyteller. So we get all these wonderful stories from her Chicago days too, and just her heritage. And anyone that's met Affy, she just knows that she's a gem. And so come in, ask her questions. She's so knowledgeable, and we just are so thankful to have Affy in the store with us.
Katrina, thank you so much. And I wouldn't be this way if it wasn't for who I was surrounded by. So a lot of support, a lot of encouragement for education. Read up on this. And if I don't know it with a customer, I'll try to do my best to do some homework and get back to them. So thank you very much, Katrina.
I don't
You're
know.
Welcome, Affy.
What am I more biased about? Us both being from Illinois or your love of animals? I don't know. I just love you, Affy, and appreciate
I think
you in
the
this
Illinois
community.
Thing first.
It's probably.
Roots come first.
We might have crossed over in the same hoods at some point.
Absolutely.
In time.
Absolutely. Yeah. It would not shock me if that was the case. But we do appreciate not only you being here today, being able to highlight you and your career, but the example that it is and how so much of our community is made up of Affies, is made up of people like yourself that make this community that much stronger and make businesses like Family Nacho Foods not only that much stronger, but that much more of a family place.
Yeah.
We really love that about Family Nacho Foods. The vibe in that store is unparalleled. It always has been. And it's one of those things. When I'm not a window shopper, but I even like doing that there. That's the vibe there and stuff. And I never settled on window shopping. I always leave with something.
Yeah,
but
it's
a good thing. It's a good thing. And it's a positive thing. And that's part of the reason why I encourage people all the time to stop by there, especially if you have questions. And boy, if you got questions, Affy will either help you hunt them down or be able to answer them for you.
Absolutely.
With some great charm, too, by the way. You were very good at what you do.
Yes, little charm and humor.
I forgot the humor part. Yeah. Very good note on you.
We got a couple of those at the store. It's good.
That's very true.
Our
very
show
true.
Usually starts at 3.
Yeah.
Tickets are free. So
don't forget to tip your waiters. Don't forget So what is happening over at the shop?
There's always something happening. But the things I want to highlight, and again, I'll be that broken record probably for another month or so here, but I want to make sure people are aware of the digestive health presentation that we have coming up September 24th. At 5:15. We've done this. This will be our third year with Dr. Tracy. So she's coming back and talking about all things digestive. So maybe it's heartburn, maybe it's, you know, constipation, diarrhea, or I don't know, but my stomach hurts. She's great. You can listen and learn from her, but then you can ask questions or maybe ask questions after the presentation if you don't feel like, you know, asking it during. She's got so much wealth of knowledge, mostly because she's had a lot of digestive issues. So she's figured it out over the years, but she's fantastic. So we'll have her coming September 24th at 5:15.
Real quick on her, getting to meet her and talk to her a little bit on air, off air. She is so good at making you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And making you feel comfortable with these words, with some of the subject matter that goes on with this. But when we're shy about these things, we're only hurting ourselves.
Yes.
And it is something that we all can be shy on. It takes time. It took her, as she explained to me in our audience before, it took her a while to be able to get comfortable with some of the dialogue and some of the words and the terms about this. But once she did, she realized, wow, nobody talks about this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're all afraid to talk about this subject that is so vital to our health and so important to our day-to-day lives. She is a Neil deGrasse Tyson on this subject, where she can explain and get into these things and not only break it down to where I could even understand it, but where I'm comfortable talking about it.
Yes, I agree. So
she's good.
She's super good. So the next thing I want to highlight is our Customer Appreciation Day sale.
Yay.
I think it was last time we announced, you know, the detail, a little bit more details, but get that on your calendar. I know we're talking a lot of fall and we're still in summer. We're not ready for that, but Customer Appreciation Sale will be on October 4th and 5th, and this will be our 78th anniversary.
Ooh.
So thanks, Grandpa Frank and Dad Mike. Appreciate all that. And everybody, all, like my dad likes to say, you know, there's a legacy, which is beautiful and wonderful in its own, but it's really, this is the time we get to thank our customers. We try to do it every day, right? We do that, but it's a really like, thank you so much for supporting three generations, our family. And when I say family, you know, all the staff and family too, but we want to give back. So it's a great time to stock up on some of your favorite supplements that will be on sale and different products. So we'll go into the nitty gritty details probably in September of who will be there and what will be there. And you're not going to want to miss it. It's 2 days now. It's fun.
You guys really go above and beyond. Please mark your calendars for that, because nobody does customer appreciation like the gang at Family Natural Foods. You're going to want to mark those dates down.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. So it's going to be October 4th and 5th. So mark that down at 78th. And then we have one last one on the docket so far, and it's October 29th at 5:15. It's essential oil presentation. We'll talk more in detail about that. Today, let's just dive back into, we're going to smell some essential oils, because Affy and I are here to talk about, we want to talk about back to school. And with that, you know, last time when we were on, we talked about a few things that can help with calming and getting ready for back to school for both adults and kids. So I don't know, since we're talking essential oils, let's just jump in on it.
These two are awesome. I've actually used that one, Mental Clarity. In the morning. And it's fun if you do this thing called the manual diffusion.
Yeah, I'll let you hold it, James, and then Affie will explain it to you.
Okay. So this is something you can do at home or when you're out and about, and you would take a little bit of the oil and put it in the palm of your hand.
Okay, I'm going to put it in my hand.
And then you could rub your two palms together.
All right.
Cup it, and then close your eyes, and you could breathe it in, make it closer, and if it's too strong, pull your hands away. But close your eyes because it can just be a little strong for your eyes.
Yeah, thank you.
And
for
that's
that.
A wonderful way of getting the effects of these oils. And if you have this in your pocket, I mean, it's something you can do anywhere. It takes 10 or 15 seconds.
So, or like James and I like to wear essential oil bracelets, and I wanted to highlight kids can wear essential oil bracelets in the school year, right? So we're going back to school year. We want to keep our kids healthy, and we're going to, Affie and I are going to highlight all their tips of that too. Mm-hmm. But on your essential oil bracelet, if they have a little lava stone, you can get your kids all, you know, stressed. If they're stressed, you can put some stress recovery essential oil on it, or you can do the mental clarity if they need a little bit more focus in. But while you're doing it for your kids, don't forget to do it for yourself, because
for sure.
Usually it starts with us, and our kids pick up our energies and are like, wow, you're stressed, so I'm stressed. And so essential oil bracelets are great. We also have Terry. She's local. She makes them. They're so cool. They're all unique. But that's just a great way to get essential oils on your kids through the school day. But when they get back, you can do that. And these are essential oils that, whether they're helping with stress or focus, like Affie was kind of mentioning about that, they're also... We have immune ones. So some that are really good for boosting up that immunity. So, you know, herbs like oregano are super good for like deep immune health, whether you're taking it internally or you're taking it and putting it on your bracelet, putting it on your feet at night for the kiddos. That's a great way. So essential oils are really powerful, and they are on sale this month.
Yeah.
So the month of August, the Pranarome brand, we have these essential oils on sale. So a great time to gear yourself and your kids for the school year, because we all know when the school year hits, the bugs start getting shared a little bit.
Yeah. You know, Katrina, you bring up some great points there. I appreciate that. I want to just come back to the idea of doing this for yourselves as much as your kids. For one, you said it perfectly with the tone that it sets and your mood and those things and how much kids pick up on them. They're also sponges. And we're in a beautiful time right now where supplements, and there's so many different things available for us to help our bodies, to help our day-to-day lives. The more that you see kids see parents using these products, the more inclined they're to use them as they get older and see them as something that isn't, well, what is this? They're already going to know. They grew up with it.
Right.
It's not only, it's kind of our job as parents to be able to inform our kids, to be able to keep our kids healthy and all these things, and for them to learn about some of this stuff. I think it's also a great benefit there when you kids grow up and see you using these products and get more and more familiar with them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's well said, James. So I'm going to highlight a couple products, and then Affie's just going to give us some like really good reminders on on just kind of staying healthy for the school year. So with the school year, sometimes parents and kids get a bit more anxious. We talked about a few things for calming anxiety, like Bach remedies last time. So I'm not going to highlight that. I'm going to highlight Terry's product, and it's called AnxioCalm. This product is so good. It's for four years and up. So 4 to like 140, right? Like anybody can take it. It's safe. It's super small, so you don't have to swallow this big pill. The kids can chew it or mix it with some peanut butter or something like that if they can't swallow. But it's really good for all sorts of anxiety. Maybe it's they're anxious for the school year because there's so many unknowns. Maybe there's a kid that's not treating them as well, and so that makes them anxious. Maybe the parent's anxious for them because there's so many to-dos and not enough time. So this is a great like household. I just think of it as like a staple.
Yeah, like a medicine cabinet kind of go-to thing, you know. So
because anxiety comes up at different times. Like I'm typically not an anxious person, but I have bouts of anxiety because of situational things. And we've all probably experienced that feeling. It's not something we want to have as a daily thing. And so this is something you can use daily or for that occasional. And it works so fast and
about
it helps
20 minutes,
so well.
I think.
Yeah, 20 minutes, which is wild.
One of the things that has developed coming out of the pandemic and that we're discovering more and more is some of the aftermath of that. And one of the major things that has come out of it is people like myself and even you, it sounds like to a degree, Katrina, that never really dealt with anxiety, didn't have a lot of it, at least in life. This kind of like created more of it in our society. Yeah. And there are people dealing with that are anxious and don't even know that they're dealing with anxiety because they have not really dealt with it before. Like, what's this feeling? I don't understand why I'm like this.
And everybody feels it different spaces and places. Mm-hmm. So that's also hard about anxiety. You know, some people it's more in their brains. Some it's more in their stomach or their back or their heart, like that anxious feeling. So, and it can be a combination of all those things. But I think you're right, James. Like, it's like checking in with yourselves and realizing something's off. What is it? There are things that can really benefit. And this is one for anxiety that is definitely, like Afi said, like a medicine cabinet staple to have.
And real quick, I mean, I think this goes back to the parent and child relationship. If you as a parent aren't taking care of yourself, how hard is it? It's that much harder to take care of your child. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling super anxious, like we said before, your child might be picking up on that. So how do you take care of this? So either maybe, you know, do the essential oils together, do an anxiocalm together. Yeah. But, you know, always think about, like, I have to, and it's not narcissistic or anything, but take care of yourself, and then you can be that much better for helping your child out.
Absolutely.
I've had to learn this the hard way in life, that I need to take care of my own backyard if I want to be able to help others with theirs.
Yep. For sure.
And so you do that, if anything, like con yourself like I did, and do it for others by helping yourself. Yeah, you're actually doing it for others, but whatever it takes, help yourself and take care of your own self, take care of your backyard, and do these things so you can do more for others.
Absolutely.
And it's a great one, you two. Thank you for that.
So Afi's going to give us some reminder tips of kind of just how to stay healthy and how to, you know, keep yourself and your family and your home healthy.
Yeah.
So we kind of, you know, been talking about how to help yourself with your immune system, get that in check before you start school. Kids are all gathered together as well with teachers in a room. There's sneezing going on, coughing and whatnot. But so, you know, you can kind of take care of these issues like with a 1-2 punch, you know, taking things internally to help your immune system and externally. Washing hands. It is the simplest, easiest thing, but try to get kids to do it. And I know it's maybe like pulling teeth. But if you have a younger child, have them sing a little song. It could be "The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round," "Happy Birthday," ABC, a good 20 seconds at least, and get them to soap up their hands well. Teach them how to do that. It's not just running your hands quickly under the water and getting all parts of your hands. So that's one thing that, you know, you can teach them, and hopefully they'll continue that while they're in class. Another one was kind of, you know, you might be sitting with your best friend, but you really don't want to share that cup of milk with them. You don't want to share your water bottle. If I take a bite out of my sandwich, well, maybe you shouldn't be taking a bite out of my sandwich too. So kind of like not sharing those things that can totally cross-contaminate the entire room. Another one was when you're sneezing and coughing, cover your mouth, cover your nose. Preferably, you know, with a tissue.
We like to call it chicky wing in our home. And so you take your elbow and you sneeze into your elbow, and we call it chicky wing or chicken wing.
There you go.
My godson calls it the vampire.
Oh,
you
gotta, nice.
You got to be a vampire.
Whatever your kid prefers.
That's great. That's great.
I mean, they've shown like in slow motion the spray effect of things, and it's pretty phenomenal.
And disgusting.
Another one is, it's like, yikes. Another one is to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, eat the good best base that you can. And if you're the parent supplying the food for the child, make good choices. I can't tell you what those choices are. There could be allergies involved, other kinds of things. But just try to make the best choices for your child. Another one is get good night's sleep. And the last one, I think, which we all forget, is get outside and have some good outdoor activities.
And
get
sunshine,
some good air, sunshine,
fresh air.
Yep.
So
play
good
in the dirt. dirt's not bad.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. Nice job, Affy. Nice work.
Those are just good reminders for all of us. So I'm going to give you a sample of an immune product. It's new from Terry, and we're super excited about it. Last time when Steve and I were on, we talked about how we went to a training for Terry and in Chicago. This one's great because it's called lactoferrin with propolis. And propolis is one of my family's household staple medicine cabinet ones, going back to that, because it's good for so many different things like earaches and ear health. It's good for respiratory health. It's good for immune boosting. It can be good for candida and yeast overgrowth. Mm-hmm. And then the lactoferrin part is that it's derived from a colostrum. And if anyone remembers, if a mother was to breastfeed, colostrum is the first milk that the baby gets. And it is the best nutrient dense thing in this whole entire world. It is like getting them set for their digestive health, gut lining, and it's getting your immune system boosted all the time with like these antibodies. So essentially you're getting this amazing, powerful product in one. It's new. It's really good. It's just like, it tastes good too. Oh, and the fun part. So ferrin, right? We think of as iron. Here, Affy, if you want to try one too. You got to stay healthy. We need you around the store.
Cheers.
Cheers. And ferrin is for iron, but there's no iron in here. It helps with the iron absorption. So lactoferrin, it's a cool product that the whole family can take. It's good for, you know, everybody.
Tastes great.
Yeah.
I really like the taste
of that. The berry flavor. But propolis, like we've talked about before, is essentially what the bees put on their beehive to protect their selves and their colony. So essentially, when we take it, it's like us taking this, like we're protecting our whole body by doing that.
It's a great product. I really like that. That is really good. And there are so many other great products and great things over at Family Natural Foods just waiting for you to help you and your loved ones live a healthier, happier life over there. Do want to remind everybody, every Saturday we have Terry Talks Nutrition right here with Terry Lemron, who not only talks about some of these types of things, but covers this industry like few others can. Terry Lemron does this Terry Talks Nutrition every Saturday at 8 a.m. brought to us by our great friends at Family Natural Foods. I want to encourage you as well to follow them on social media. It's a great way to not only keep up to date on things like their August sales that are right there on their Facebook page you can check out, or their Instagram and some of the cool reels and videos you guys do. It is such a fun atmosphere. Stop on down and say hi to the gang over there. Katrina, Affy, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah,
really appreciate
you.
It
was fun. Yep.
Yeah.
Cheers to your health.
Salud. Hello. Thank you so much. Meet the gang at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. And be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, familynaturalfood.com. We'll talk to them again very soon. We'll come back and have some more fun on the Morning, Midday Magazine here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.